This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boy George coming in. Paul Young starts it off. Boy George coming in right here. These were the days. That's Simon Le Bon, I think, for Duran Duran. Oh, so good. I mean, I was kind of obsessed with this song. Bono comes in a second. Sting. Bob Geldof, of course. Bob Geldof's big idea. This was his idea. Mm-hmm. To raise money for the famine in Africa. 1985.
Somebody had to do it.
It's become a Christmas classic. There's a little Bono right there. I love it. And there's many reasons why we started today's podcast off with this song. And we'll get to them all in a second, just for the fact that I love it. Thursday. Welcome back, everyone, to a Thursday episode of Cover to Cover, right in the heart of the holiday season. This is it. This might be, what do we have, one more before Christmas?
Yeah.
What does Christmas fall on this year? So Monday? I think we looked that up, didn't we? Wasn't it like a Monday?
It is a Monday.
Yeah, so we're in it. I mean, this is probably the last Thursday episode before Christmas. Oh, no, I guess we have next week. So that is Band-Aid, Feed the World. Those were simple times when we would solve a problem, whatever the problem may be, you know, it's world famine.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a song about it and we're done.
Yeah.
Give a couple of bucks to whoever it was, feed the world, Bob Geldof, and we're out the door. Now, you know, nobody makes a song anymore about it. We need a song for these problems in the world. There's a lot of problems going on in the world. Can we get a couple songs about them? The other reason I started off with that song, Alex, and this is painful for me to admit, the name of the band is a Band-Aid.
Uh-huh.
You know, clever name, Band-Aid, because they would be giving aid to Africa.
Yeah.
They were a band put
musician.
Together.
Yeah.
Exactly, Band-Aid. However, it's not as clever for me because it's official, Alex. It is official. I've just come from the doctor here, which I rarely go to, you know, but lately I've been going more because my wife makes me go now. We have top-of-the-line insurance, and I just don't even use it, you know, because I feel good.
Yeah.
But I've had some issues with this something on my face. You know, I happened to notice it about a month ago. It was a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
It was growing. It's hard for me to talk.
It was growing?
It's hard. Well, you know, it didn't look good.
Like rapidly? By the day?
All right. Look, can I please? No. Okay. And now listen. It's this is all painful for me to talk about because I'm of that age now where, you know, all of a sudden it's just these growths that will begin on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start out one person and you end up a whole other person by the end. I mean, it happens to every, happened to you too. It happens to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You're this guy at one day, you know, this gorgeous, handsome, tall person that everybody loves. And then just one day you're just an old man, you know, just shuffling around a Costco or something. And that's just, there's no fighting it. It just happens to everybody. What, who did we just say yesterday? We were looking up, topics, and we came across Skechers.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is now one of the Skechers spokespeople. Ringo Starr, like all these people who at one time were just like rock gods. Yeah. I mean, now they're doing Skecher promotions.
A guy who would scream "fuck the police."
Yeah. He's doing Skechers
has
ads
velour
now.
Skechers now. Yeah.
So I mean, there you go. That's it. Happens to the best of us. And here I am. So today I go to the dermatologist. Now, I'll say this. I don't know why, but for some reason, I want my doctors to just be weird old men, you know, just hunched over old men in white lab coats who come in, been doing it for 60 years and just, you know, get it. Don't care about me or know my name or anything. We're just two people doing a transaction.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be friends. I don't want to need to know anything. Just let's get it done. But I have this guy that I go to is like the most handsome man. Like the fucking guy could be a model. He's like 28 and just like ripped and gorgeous and head of hair on him. And just like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like something out of a movie. And I'm like, oh, I don't want this guy, you know, judging me, looking close at my defects. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Am I making sense here?
Mm-hmm.
I want some old man who's got his own defects. You go, yeah, we're all in the defect business.
He goes, you think that's bad? And then he shows you
something. Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't need this fucking gorgeous hunk looking at me going, oh, God, imagine being this gross fuck talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, that's what I got to deal with. You know, I got to deal with some Beverly Hills gorgeous plastic surgeon or dermatologist, whatever he's considered. I think a little bit of both. But anyway, so I went in like a couple of weeks ago and they did a biopsy of it. You know, this is all, yeah, it could be cats, could be this. Anyway, turns out it's kind of nothing. It's just a growth on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, but it's going to keep growing.
So it's not detrimental to your health?
Not necessarily.
You're out of the woods.
Well, you know, yes, I'm out of the woods, but now I become the person I make
like
fun of.
You look like you live
of.
In the woods.
All right. I've become the person I make fun of. Like I becomes how I'm. It happens to the best of us.
Yes,
especially person of my skin type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just becomes old scab guy. We see it everywhere. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has somebody in her family. He's like a family friend who comes over to all her family functions. A nice enough guy, but I swear to God, this guy, they're peeling him away one piece at a time. I mean, every time if at that point, like if you're that gauzed up,
mm-hmm.
you got to stay home. Like you don't have to. He's not part of the family. He's like a family friend.
Yeah.
Like if you're gauzed, like I'm already very concerned about what we're dealing with here because I got to go. I got a party on Saturday. I got things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like now you be honest with me, you son of a bitch. You be honest with me. Like if I come walking into a party on Saturday, do I look freakish? Or is this something you're like, oh, who cares?
You're specifically talking Saturday's party?
Yes, I'm specifically talking Saturday's party, yes.
You going to go with like a...
All right, listen, I asked you to be honest.
Well, I guess I have one question.
We got it, you do jokes, we all got it.
One question.
Yeah.
That Band-Aid?
What do you mean? Like, this is the one they put on at the office.
But you have a nicer one, right?
What are you saying?
That's, liquid Band-Aid? I don't
what
know.
What is a liquid Band-Aid?
You know, I don't know. You got to... No, you don't look... I'm busting your balls. You're
I asked
be,
you not to. And
I know.
You, and you
I know.
You
I'm sorry. Here's what I want to know. I need proof that I finally got invited to the kind of event where you're going to be. Are you not going to take pictures now the whole night? Because...
No, I could just go to a side.
Oh, okay.
Like
you'll
this.
Use that
no,
side.
Just
okay.
go to a side.
Because I need proof, but...
Well, anyway.
You could... You look great.
So there were several options I could have.
Big scarf... No one.
I mean, but it's on. You know, it's like at a weird side of my face. Believe me, I thought about it. Like if it was a neck or a back of the ear or something, I could probably come up with something. But
COVID
this
mask,
N95. That would be more embarrassing than
yeah,
what's
okay.
happening to me right now. Anyway, we have plenty of stories to get to, but mm-hmm. just let me finish with my problem that I'm currently having, because it just happened. Literally walked in from the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. So they cut it out. He cut it out. He gave me several options, okay? All of them are not good for a guy like me who has to be in front of people. And I hate saying that to like a doctor, you know, and I said, all right, I do have an issue with all this because, you know, I'm in front of people. I perform and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, all right. So what do you need to do? He said, when's the next time you have to be in front of people? And I said, well, technically not until like the third week of January. I mean, except for like,
holidays.
Otherwise, I mean, really, I just have to be in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, for the next month.
And I don't mind.
Well, obviously you do. You just gave me a whole fucking rigmarole about how my Band-Aid's awful. It's just it's a Band-Aid they put on. Believe me, I went shopping for Band-Aids immediately after we got home. I mean, I went to Target immediately after leaving the dermatologist office looking for like, but there's no Band-Aid that makes it look like your skin.
Well, they got different color Band-Aids.
Yeah,
now.
But not this, not my face color, you know. Old. They don't have old
like,
white guys.
They have like pink, kind of pinkish.
They do. This is what I'm wearing. Yeah. It just doesn't match that. Oh, man. Anyway, so that's the situation. Cut it off. And
but so by the third week of January, you'll be fine.
Oh, I'll be fine in a couple of days. You know, it just scabs up and goes away. And, mm-hmm. You know, I do heal pretty quickly. He actually said that, the guy. He goes, you, because they did it a few weeks ago. They cut a piece off. And he goes, already you look like it healed very well already. But they didn't get, you know, he goes, but I think we need to dig deeper. I mean, you got to see the size of the hole in my face. I could put food in there.
Oh, no. Just,
and he goes, are you concerned about scarring? And I'm like, honestly, I don't care about scarring. Like, if I had a little scar on the side of my face, who cares? Mm-hmm. At this point, I've made it. I'm done. What am I gonna model anymore? I've already modeled. I've told you the stories, people. I've done modeling. Mm-hmm. And I didn't love it that to begin with, so I don't need any more modeling gigs. Mm-hmm. So a scar on the side of my face, I don't care. Bring it on. It's better than a big bump.
Yeah.
Which was happening. You never noticed it, did you?
Never. I don't look that close, I swear.
You're an asshole. I know, but my wife's like,
well, lose.
My wife's like, I've never even noticed it. I'm like, yeah, because you don't notice anything. My wife's like, she's not like, I swear to God, I could literally change the I'd paint the room in the house.
Yeah.
And she'll walk through the room and I'll be like, did you see the room? No, I didn't even notice. Like, it's a totally different color than it was yesterday. Yeah. I didn't notice. So my wife says, I don't notice. That's not saying anything. Mm-hmm. My daughter points out every thing that I'm sensitive about constantly.
Yeah.
Like, she'll just like look at me and go, ooh, I don't like that. Yeah. I'm like, what? That thing. I mean, she just never stops pointing things out.
Yeah.
I just want to go, oh, yeah? Want me to point a few things out on you? You're not so great either right now, okay? Who knows what you're going to turn into with your mother and I's genetics? You could have a lump on your face in a couple of years. oh, man. But anyway, that's the situation. I'm just so embarrassed that I'm now scab face guy. You know, Band-Aid face guy.
Yeah.
Because I've made I've goofed on people who go out. Like, one time years ago, I was performing in somewhere. Where was I? Anyway, but I was performing at a club, and the club owner, older guy, scabbed up face. A big piece of gauze on his like cheek, like a big one. Like his whole cheek was covered
in white gauze.
Yeah, the white gauze.
Oh no!
And he's like, I want to show you this club that I go to after the shows are over. And he takes me out to like some club, big gauze on his face, and he's talking to like young girls at the club. And I'm like, oh my god! Like, stay home, old timer. Yeah. If there's anything that's gonna keep you in the house, it'd be a big gauze on your face. Mm-hmm. But some people just go right out and do it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm gonna have to too. But it's not a gauze.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you can't even really see.
No, I can't.
It looks like, I mean, I might as well put a floor, a road flare on my face. That's how much it's obvious.
Yeah, maybe just a bigger pair of sunglasses. No one will even notice it.
Oh, my gradients?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that you don't
gradients
like?
Gradients are clear on the bottom. They'll see the Band-Aid peeking through. You go.
I couldn't even, sunglasses are not going to cover this.
No.
I mean, it's, whatever. All right. So enough about that, everybody. Welcome back, like we said, to a Thursday episode. Let's have some fun. Plenty to talk about. Are you familiar?
I do, real quick. I'm sorry.
Oh no, no. In my get one more joke in.
No, in my family, we lose limbs by like.
I've said it when I walked in to the garage. I said I feel like your father.
I know
they're taking pieces of me like your dad's foot.
So I want you to know I don't plan on aging gracefully at all. I know it's going to be a train wreck for me. I'm just
I just want you to know that the hole they dug in the side of my cheek is so big that I could put your father's foot inside it.
His nub.
You should know that.
Stump.
Oh boy! But anyway, are you familiar with Panera Bread? I know you're a fan. We've discussed it before.
Good breakfast sandwich.
Yes. You do like the breakfast sandwich. You like the free Wi-Fi. There was a time when you were using it for free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it? With a thing they have called charged lemonade.
No, I'm familiar of it. But
okay, they have a thing called charged lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strawberry lemon mint charged lemonade, 158 milligrams of caffeine.
That's a lot.
Well, so much that it just killed two people. Two people have been killed. Panera's charged lemonade blamed for its second death in a lawsuit. Panera's regular 20-ounce strawberry lemonade mint charged lemonade has 158 milligrams of caffeine, which is more than Red Bull and about the same amount as Monster Energy drink. But this isn't the most caffeinated beverage on the market. Oh, my God. What is? So what does Red Bull have? You have one right there in your hand.
Do they have different sizes for that? Or
yes.
What size are they saying?
Okay, it says, for instance, Panera's 20-ounce dark roast coffee has 268 milligrams of caffeine, while 20-ounce Starbucks has 475.
Yeah.
The speed at which someone consumes these drinks is what matters. Mm-hmm. Ooh, so slow down on that Red Bull.
So this is an 8.4-ounce, which...
okay, what does it say?
This is 80.
80? Oh, milligrams. I guess that's not so bad.
Yeah. But if you
Sit there and chug a charged lemonade, first of all, who the fuck is buying charged lemonade?
I'm about to.
I'd like to see the two people who died from this. I 100% could tell you what they look like, Listen, people. Sometimes I'm just being what's the word I'm looking for here without offending anyone. No, it's a I'm being observant. Yes. I'm observant of the world around me.
Mm-hmm.
I always have been. And sometimes in observing the world around you, you see things that other people don't necessarily see, or they do see them, but they're too, timid or they're politically correct to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say these are probably larger people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think you're right.
And I'm just going to say it's a strawberry lemonade. Is that giving you an...
Okay. I see where you're going.
Don't you dare say it, Alex.
Well, clearly.
It's a strawberry charged lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And a Panera Bread. Who drinks? You know what?
People listen, on their everybody. Way to work.
Some people love strawberry lemonade more than others.
Yes.
Okay? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it because Alex is, we're going to get sued over here.
Who, me?
Yes. You're coaxing me along here. Okay. Well, anyway, the sweetened charged lemonade varieties contain more calories and sugar than black coffee. The 20-ounce mango yuzu citrus charged lemonade has 50 grams of sugar. Jesus
Whoa.
Christ. Men should not consume more than 36 grams of sugar a day. I mean, I guess that's about right. And women should not exceed more than 25 grams of sugar a day. We have to look at the metabolically. As well, the cause of this insulin resistance. I mean, I hope it wasn't a child. It wasn't like children, was it, that drank this? And they're not saying who it was who drank it. But anyway, there's been two deaths attributed to this Panera's charged lemonade.
I think the worst part about it is the amount of like dumb people on TikTok now who are chugging them. And
is that what it is?
I mean, that's where it's going. People really? Like, I could drink, trying now, the why deadly would you, lemonade. You know,
why it was in Delaware this happened. Why doesn't Panera just take it off the market? Like, just we're not going to do this lemonade. We're just going to do regular lemonade. Like. What was one of the lemonades just mixed? Country Time. We just do Country Time from here on out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really a lemonade fan. My daughter likes it.
Yeah.
You know, but they got a sugar-free one over at In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get her that.
It doesn't have 200 milligrams of caffeine,
I mean,
does it?
Yeah, not that I know of, but she's just screaming and yelling regardless. all right. Well, that's an interesting story because we thought that would be fun. And then, of course, we know in the next couple of episodes, we want to wrap up the year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about the biggest stories of the year. And one of the stories that we almost forgot, and it may be, God, one of the biggest stories we had. And I just, it was tragic. It was a tragic story, but man, we had some fun with it. I think a lot of people had some fun with it. And of course, it was the submersible.
Yes.
The mm-hmm. submersible
yep.
that a couple of billionaires got into.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know why we were like immediately people were having, not just us.
No.
Everybody was having fun. I think part of it was because they were billionaires. So for whatever reason, people just have less feelings for them. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist.
They do
or
seem
psychologist. You
know, they
I'm
seem
not exact-
far away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when it was something they did voluntarily, you yes. know, they went out of their way to find this guy who's going to take them down to the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And like what looked like something that was not going to make it down to the TED. And what we learned from it is the Titanic is down. I guess it's down very far in the oceans, very deep.
It's a lot of pressure.
And it's
down
hard
there.
To get to. And I think, I don't know if anybody, some people have made it, I think, but mm-hmm. maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, they get into this little tin can and it just blows up.
Yeah.
More or less just, or kind of. You know, it gets like, sucked in or whatever they call like that. It didn't really explode. It kind of imploded. Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I saw. I mean, I just saw these recreations of it. And then for a couple of days, they were looking for them. But experts were like, no, it's gone.
It's gone.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody just kind of had some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a story. That was one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I wanted to... Because over here at the show, here at Cover to Cover, we like to talk about like food news. So I found the top 10 food stories of 2023.
Oh.
We're not going to do that over here on Cover.
Oh.
It mixes all the things we love together in one
mm-hmm.
perfect way.
We're history buffs.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's you want to hear it? You want to hear the biggest food stories of 2023?
Yes, I do.
Here goes. Fast food prices soared to record highs.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that.
Yep.
I went yesterday. We had to go to take some stuff back. My wife buys way too many Christmas gifts for people we don't need to buy Christmas gifts for. And turns out we're not going to be seeing some of these people. So she's like, can you just take back some of these things? So mm-hmm. I went and I can kill time in that mall over there by Topanga Social.
Yeah, it's a good mall.
So we went over to Topanga Social.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Topanga Canyon Mall or whatever it's considered. Topanga Plaza, I believe they call it. And this Topanga Social, or I've told you my beef with it already, the way of ordering, you have to order
you
from
Mecca. You don't like it.
It is absolutely terrible. They are killing, they're going to kill their business. I watched old people struggle again with it.
And walk
just one
away.
Woman, and walk away.
Walk just walk away.
And there's nobody manning the counters. So, I don't know, people just don't like nobody manning it. Mm-hmm. And you just put in your order to a computer, and then they'll call out your number. No, now, let me try and explain this to you guys. Maybe you have something like that in your neighborhood. There's 15 restaurants
in
there.
It's a full food court.
Full food court, but there's nobody working the places.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a computer in the front of each place. So, you could go to, all right, let's just throw out one. You can go to Tale of the Pup. It's like a hot dog place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a computer in front of Tale of the Pup. You don't have to order from Tale of the Pup.
No.
You can order at that computer. You can order the pizza.
Yeah, you can
from
get
the other
D-Town
guy.
Pizza.
Exactly.
Or Burrata House.
Yeah, you know the spots.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know the spots.
Do you like that ordering system?
I don't.
I neither. No, there's not one person who finds it convenient.
It's almost like there's like an iPad, you know, every 20 feet in this place, and you can order from anywhere.
I know. And
the
and
whole
then,
thing.
I know.
And it's... It's just
and you know
too-
what I did? You know what I did? And I'm almost embarrassed to admit this because I don't like the system and I think they're not doing themselves any favors. I stole two drinks.
Oh, well.
Because they have the drinks just sitting right there, nobody manning anything.
Yeah.
And I go to put in Diet Coke and a Coke Topo Chico.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? My daughter likes Topo Chico.
She's got good taste.
$4.50 or whatever it is. And I'm like, well, they're right here and there's nobody looking.
Yeah.
There's nobody even in here.
No.
Like, if I took the Topo Chico to the table to sit down, nobody would know the difference.
If I had a complaint with my food, it'd be 45 minutes before they...
Oh, there's nobody to even come
nobody.
Over.
Nobody, yeah.
It's robots or whatever the fuck, who's ever. Anyway,
I took it. I didn't like that. And I never do that kind of stuff. I took it. I know people are going to, you know, now judge me for that. Mm-hmm. You're the reason why the prices are the way they are. Smash and grab.
Yeah.
I mean, it might as well have been a smash and grab.
You smashed and grabbed.
I did. I paid for the Topo Chico, I'll be honest. I took the Diet Coke. I did pay for one because I didn't want to. I did feel bad about it.
Okay.
So Topo Chico, but the Diet Coke, I'm like, all right, let's not. I have to tell you that I actually, this is gonna make me sound like a complete awful person. I had my daughter do it for me. Grab a Diet Coke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I accomplice to the crime. I mean, that is as bad as a parenting as you could get, right?
No.
But I'm trying to be honest with everybody.
You're teaching her how the world does
get
work.
Get it. Take it. Put it in the bag and let's walk away.
Yep.
Oh my God. What a night. What'd I say to myself? 350? But I had to make a point, like, this is what's going to happen to you people if you keep letting computers take over real people jobs. If there was a real person standing right there, I would have never done that.
No.
But I got to show you people, okay, keep doing it. You're going to lose profits. I'm in a way like Robin Hood. You know, I'm trying to show, I'm robbing from the rich to help the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Have you seen that Target is closing their self-checkout and pretty... They might as well just say, hey, bad neighborhoods, it's closed.
Oh, is that right?
They're pretty much...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I did see that.
It's
pretty much
down to...
I know.
Like that's the one by my house? you got to stand in line now.
Yeah, you see? Anyway, I don't know what's going on with Topanga Social, but it's... So my point was, to get back to this story... My daughter wanted Tail of the Pup, the hot dog place.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that hot dog. And it's a good hot dog. Do you know how much the Tail of the Pup hot dog is? Now I'm going to give you, this is a nothing on it.
Okay,
this isn't chili. This isn't cheese. This isn't Chicago dog. This isn't anything like that.
Artisanal sauerkraut.
Nothing like that. This is plain hot dog. It's not 12 inches. It's not whatever.
Okay.
It's a regular hot dog.
Here's my question. Do you get it on the menu and remove everything, or do they have plain hot dog on the menu?
They have plain hot dog on the menu. It doesn't make any difference.
12.
It's 9.
9, okay.
But that is shocked. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I was like, well, what's it? It's not going to be $2.
Yeah.
It's just not the way the world works anymore. But 9?
Nine's a lot.
You can go over to Costco. It's $1.50. Comes with a drink, and it's fucking gigantic.
Yeah.
I feel like a porn star eating that thing. Oh. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm about to be bukkakeed in the food court of
Costco.
A Costco? Thank you. So food prices did soar. I witnessed it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
They also don't look like they're stopping either. They're just ticking, right?
But, you know, this is the world we live in now. And like I always say, I understand that there are some people who are probably completely strapped by this. There's got to be people who are just completely poverty stricken and, you know, a $9 hot dog will put them in the poorhouse. However, I don't know. Like I always say, I go to concerts where tickets are $1,000 and they're packed.
Yep.
So somebody's doing, and it's not like, we're not dealing with people who, you know, I'm not standing next to Leonardo DiCaprio at these concerts.
No.
It's regular people who, you know, go in $1,000 ticket concerts. So somebody's doing fine.
It's
somewhere.
Yeah. It's happening to everyone.
Everybody's got
all
five.
All across the board.
They pay for 5 different streaming services and all that shit. So Coca-Cola had a poisoning scare. Did we do a story on that?
I don't.
In Croatia? We're hospitalized after drinking Coca-Cola?
Wow.
Blueberry pomegranate Coca-Cola?
Well,
I don't even know. Man, yeah. That's weird.
Aren't the Croatians your people?
That's our people. Yeah. It's my people. Yeah,
here at Cover to Cover, we stand in solidarity with the good people.
The good
of
people
Croatia.
Drink blueberry Coke in Croatia. Poor people. Anyway, the FDA took action to ban brominated vegetable oil and foods.
Okay.
There you go. We'll take that, whatever the
was
fuck that is.
Was that part of the red dye one, maybe?
I think it was,
okay.
Yeah.
Red number 5.
FX is the Bear was renewed for season 3. Alex loves it. That was food news because it's about food.
Yeah.
California raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour.
Yep.
What? Now, why is... I know some people are mad at that. You know, fuck this, Gavin Newsom. Now are my Big Macs $8, $9 or whatever. Maybe that's why my hot dog is $9. But I got to say, I will cough up $9 more for these poor people to get $20 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless them who do it. It can't be a fun job. But $20 an hour, can you even live on that anymore? I mean, who knows? You got to give people $20 an hour. It's just the way it is.
It's all, and I feel that way about, you know, Pennsylvania.
Right.
But we were just there, and I was looking at their minimum wage. It's still $7.50. You know what I mean? Like, and so I could
see how could you possibly live on that?
You can't. And I could see how people in other places would think, like, well, that's a lot of money for fat. But when you live in L.A., that's not a lot of money.
I know.
You know,
I
it's
know.
All scaled.
I know. Well, I'm going to explain the wheels of commerce right now to everybody and see if, you know, that I could finally get this through. Because I'll be running for president real soon.
Oh, are you?
Well, as soon as I take this Band-Aid off my face. And now I look like Nelly right now, so I can't run for president. So here's the thing. You give people more money, okay? They in turn take that extra money that they're now making and they buy the product that you are selling, okay? Mm-hmm. So it all feeds itself. These are the wheels of commerce. That's how it works, okay? So if a guy who made $7 an hour is now making $20 an hour, he goes out and he buys more things with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are probably some of the things that you are in the business of.
Yeah.
So it all feeds itself, you rich, fucking cheap, fucking assholes.
And if you're not in the business of it, get in the business
right,
of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like giving people more money just helps everybody, you know?
Yeah, it's, and you're also not, like, yeah, you're giving it to the people who spend it to survive, you know?
This has been an issue for us, this next story, Alex. And it's an issue because you mispronounced it and you confidently mispronounced it. You said, actually, it's pronounced this way. And people were furious.
I stand by whatever I said.
It's a tomato sauce and we love it over here at the Frangiola house.
Okay.
It's called Rao's, right? Mm-hmm. And you said it's called Rao's.
Mm.
But anyway, people were furious. They said it's called Rao's. It's from a restaurant in New York City. Now they actually just opened one here in Los Angeles, an actual like brick and mortar Rao's.
Don't you say it.
Sorry.
Well.
Anyway, did you know Campbell Soup purchased them? Campbell Soup bought Rao's.
Ooh.
That was a big story.
Did they just buy their...
The sauce.
Just the
jarred sauces.
Not the restaurants.
Not that I know of.
That's cool.
Just the jarred sauces, which are great. Mm-hmm. I ought to got them over at Costco. You get two for $7.
Get that chickpea
pasta. I forgot about this. The Grimace Shake.
Oh,
wow. I mean, that should be Person of the Year. The Grimace. The guy
Grimace.
Had a year.
Yeah.
Grimace was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Grimace Shake was all the rage over on TikTok. All those idiots doing whatever they did with the Grimace Shake. Sticking their dicks in it. let's see. A report surfaced linking aspartame to cancer.
Well, we've known that.
That's been around for a while.
Yeah.
New York State banned natural gas stoves. That was a wild one there for a time. Okay. All right. Well, that's not a fun one. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts removed the Dunkin' Chino from its menu.
Oh, man.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, but it put our house in an uproar.
Was a coffee and a hot chocolate beverage. Oh, it was mixed? A coffee and hot chocolate?
Sounds good.
I never heard of that. Dunkin' Chino. It's gone now. Hershey released two new vegan products. They released a plant-based peanut butter cup. Did we know that?
I don't think
we did.
How
did that story get by us?
Yeah.
Ben & Jerry's unionized their workers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Tabitha Brown introduced a new partnership with Target. Oh, she's a vegan meal like chef.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks rolled out. This is a story right up your alley. Starbucks rolled out its olive oil infused coffees.
Oleato.
Oleato.
Yeah.
How are they?
I haven't tried them.
No, I mean, yeah.
I think about it every time, but
okay.
I can't bring myself.
Okay. Well, there you go, everybody. Those are the stories of the year.
Yeah.
Those are the. How about this story? Sticking with, you know, just stories that mean absolutely nothing to anybody. Costco is introducing new shopping carts, and the customers are deeply divided. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah.
A big change is arriving at Costco. According to several Reddit threads published this year, some Costco locations have begun rolling out new shopping carts. The previous shopping carts have received criticism from customers in the past. People are still heavily on the fence when it comes to the new carts. The Reddit thread purchased a few days ago. Shoppers sounded off with their thoughts on Costco's new carts, which was supposed to provide a smoother ride.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to say this, and you disagreed with me before we went to air.
Mm-hmm.
We almost got into a fist fight over
it.
I think the Costco shopping cart, I like it. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I believe it does have a very smooth ride.
Now, you had mentioned the flatbed. Is that
No. I'm talking cart, flatbed. I'm not in flatbed business. I'm not doing flatbed type of shopping over there.
Yeah.
You know, but I see people who are doing flatbed type of shopping. I'm not.
Yeah.
However, I do need a large shopping cart. I like a large shopping cart. I like the way the wheels roll. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of it. And it's metal, and you're saying it's heavy. You think it's a little heavy.
It rides like a boat. Turning that thing is
okay. Well, but they do have wide aisles, so you don't really have to make many sharp turns.
There you go.
Okay, you want to hear what it did? The original post declared that the shopping carts ride like a dream. Others are concerned about the bulkiness to steering. That's like you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are you on this Reddit thread?
I like good handling in a shopping.
And now
cart.
Let me just say this. And I didn't realize how much you needed one until I went to Target. And they're saying the new shopping carts over at Costco lack cup holders.
Oh, wow.
And who would think you need a cup holder on a shopping cart? Who cares? But I went to Target recently to get some Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. And so I walked in. Boom. They got the Starbucks up front. I get my Starbucks right. I'm not having entered the store yet.
No.
I get my Starbucks. I go to get a shopping cart. I got a fucking cup holder in the shopping cart. I pop in my Starbucks. I got to tell you spend more money. That Target knows what they're doing. I've said it a million times. They are, who's ever running the Target, who's ever the CEO, who's ever in charge over Target, they are doing it right. Mm-hmm. You love Archer Farms. I know you do,
Oh,
Alex.
Yes.
So that's them.
That's them.
And a Magnolia collection over there at the Housewares. Mm-hmm. That's Joanna Gaines. Yeah. People love her.
Yep.
And you get in it. What's another one? What's another one of their brand names? Goodfellow. Oh, you're head to toe Goodfellow right now as I look at you.
No, well, I'm a pair of thieves guy, and they do have the pair of thieves there. So yeah. Don't get it twisted, Quince. Quince, if you're listening.
No, we love Quince.
Quince is the official sock supplier of Alex Condo.
And the cashmere and my cashmere quarter zip.
But I was a pair of thieves man. I will not.
Pair of thieves is that's a little cheap. That shit's real cheap looking. Oh, but
just plain black. Of
thieves. All right. Anyway, so I like the cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have more than the Costco ones, and apparently people are furious about it. But then again, Costco doesn't have there's no cup to hold. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have the Starbucks in there.
You're not getting a smoothie on the way in.
I know, on the way in.
Yeah.
My store got them. BJ's had them for a while. Oh, they're saying BJ's already had these shopping carts. I find them a little harder to steer and a bit blocky. Why don't they have a cup holder, says this person. Still doesn't have a holder for a cup. When I buy my coffee or my smoothie, I want a holder for a cup. There are some concerns about shallow carts kids could fall out of. All right, so there you have it. People are upset about the carts over at Costco.
Yeah. If your kid can fall out of a shopping cart, I think it's time they walk, though, right?
I mean, Beckett fell out of a shopping cart once, and I made a diving catch. It was like a Willie Mays. Thank God I saved her life. The internet, what about this new, we got to talk to McDonald's. I'm sorry this is a food-heavy episode. We don't mean to be. Somebody says the other day, they were like, I listened to your podcast, like, it's like a food podcast? I was like, well, no, it's not supposed to be, but sometimes we find the stories interesting. McDonald's has a new adult Happy Meal that we haven't talked about yet.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going nuts over the adult Happy Meal. Adults across the country we met with a little holiday miracle just a few days ago. The massive success of last year's adult Happy Meal, they're bringing it back. The restaurant announced its new adult friendly. This time around, McDonald's has partnered with Harlem-born artist Mickey D's super fan Kerwin Frost.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made like vintage toys. Can you imagine being the person, the adult, who goes to get an adult Happy Meal because they have like vintage toys in there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it when you put it up in your home? Okay, thanks for coming to the party, Steve. Have you seen my collection of vintage McDonald's toys?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, special needs? I mean, the Kerwin Frost box includes your, here's what you get. Here's what you get.
Yeah.
Your choice of a 10-piece chicken McNugget or Big Mac, fries, and a soft drink. And a special McNugget Buddy collectible.
Okay, yeah.
And people are going nuts for it because they want that Buddy collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know. I don't need that. I don't need it. I don't need it. I almost went to McDonald's the other day. I just needed something fast. And I was like, should I go to McDonald's? And I went and I looked. And I was like, all right, there's nothing. It was in a truck stop. You know, one of my stops at Sheetz.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a McDonald's in there or something. And I was like, I don't need it. I don't need it.
No.
You know? So I didn't do it.
Good willpower.
Thanks, Alex.
On the road, nice that's tough.
I know. And it would have been nice, but I didn't do it. And then, of course, they have a new...
I mean, you pounded three alcoholic slushies at the...
Oh, my God. Isn't that funny that we saw... Where were we? Oh, we were going from Cleveland to Buffalo.
Something barn or something. Yeah.
And they had Cleveland to Buffalo.
A gas station.
And I'm not sure what state we were in.
We were in Pennsylvania.
We were in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And they had adult... like alcoholic slushies. Yeah. They'll call them adult slushies. They're about seven different flavors. And you could just put them, take them for the ride.
Yeah.
This is in a truck stop.
Like, so put it in a to-go cup.
They were like, put it in a to-go cup and take it for the road.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, like a pina colada. I mean, wow, whatever. You know, hey, listen, takes all kinds.
Yep.
By the way, someone sent me an article that Rhode Island does have the worst roads in America. So thank you very much. And the worst drivers. Been voted worst drivers and worst roads in the country. So I wasn't wrong.
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing we have to talk about, of course, in staying with the McDonald's theme, is they're opening a new, like, store. They're
like
opening
a new concept.
Yeah, a new concept called, what is it called?
Cosmics.
Cosmics.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-S-M-C.
Yep.
Which apparently is named after one of their characters.
Yeah, an old alien
character. Who was trying to, came down from the space to give,
steal burgers.
Yeah, to give somebody food or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's his name, Cosmics. I'm going to say this right off the bat. I don't like the font of the Cosmic. I think it looks a little too cartoony.
Okay.
But what they're doing is they're getting heavily into the drinks, like beverages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to, I guess, corner like the Sonic market. I've never been to a Sonic. I don't know.
The location that they showed in the picture almost looks like one of those drive-up coffee spots, you know.
Are they in Texas? Are they?
They're in Chicago, or in Illinois.
Outside of Illinois. Yeah,
It looked more kind of like a drive-up, you know, those little like 8 feet wide little coffee huts that you drive up to. It looked kind of like that, you know. Single arch in the air. One arch.
And then they have like all sorts of drinks, right? Mm-hmm. Not just coffee drinks, but everything just, it's like that lemonade at the, it's like everything just loaded with sugar.
Deadly lemonade.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I need to go here? I feel like a drink is something I just drink water. Like, who drinks soda, flavored sodas and shit? And goes to a special location to get them.
I think,
but then again, that's
what Starbucks is, though.
I mean, I guess you're right.
It's just it's coffee flavored soda.
It's coffee.
I think it's caffeine and sugar, though.
I mean, I guess you're right. True. If you break it down like that, because ruin everyone's good time.
Yeah. We've talked about it before that, like, where my dad lives, they have the big soda gas or like the soda
they have, like,
drive-thrus.
Soda places. Yeah.
Where you can get any. So I'm looking at Cosmics. They have a prickly pear syrup. So you can get a prickly pear tea.
Oh, okay. You know, do I want that?
You may.
What else do they got? You got like a menu on there?
I got a little menu.
What is something I'm drinking over there?
So they got a churro frappe, s'mores cold brew, a sour cherry energy burst, which sounds
like
this
is all for like people who are just, at the end of the rope, right? Well, I mean, nobody's.
Hey, that when you go to Blue Bottle, what's your order?
You mean over at over in Malibu?
Yeah, you're very prestigious. Yeah, yeah. What's your order?
I mean, I just go for like a straight cappuccino.
Oh, okay.
What does that say?
They have a turmeric spice latte.
Oh, that's what I get. That place closed down.
Oh, okay.
My $14 turmeric latte in Malibu.
See, now you can get one at Cosmics.
Yeah. Oh, that does sound nice.
And then they also have a couple food items that you can't really get.
So they don't really have like a kitchen. It's just like microwavable food items.
I think it's going to be the same way that Starbucks is, where they come pre-made and they toss it in that little oven.
Does McDonald's have like a kitchen? If you went to McDonald's, are they grilling it on a grill or is it microwavable as well?
Well, the thing forever was that they hand cracked the eggs, right? Hasn't that always?
No, I don't think that ever was the case. They're not hand cracking shit.
That used to be because they have those little like round little
You think for an egg McMuffin they're hand cracking the egg? I don't think so.
Haven't you seen those things where they race and they go?
McDonald's?
I'm pretty sure. I mean,
who knows? Anyway. Very interesting story.
Yeah, you're right. They probably don't anymore.
No, I doubt it. I don't think you're going to see an eggshell in any garbage can at McDonald's ever in the history of McDonald's. Okay, what about...
nut butter filled donut holes, you know, like a cookie butter hazelnut one.
That's like something I can eat there.
Yeah, they got pretzel bites.
I don't think this is going to work. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
This will be back to being a regular McDonald's in no time. But although I did see... a report on it, like the grand opening, the line for it was a mile long. People yeah. waiting in their cars to get, you know, I don't know, churro soda or something.
Yeah, they do have two brand new breakfast sandwiches there, and you can get the classic breakfast sandwiches and McFlurries there too. So I think it's going to be a hit.
All right. Well, there you go. How many locations are they currently dealing with? Five, I had think.
Let me see. I don't.
So are they expanding rapidly, or are we this only, you have to go to Illinois for this?
I think right now it's just Illinois, but okay. Let me see if I. McDonald's has not yet revealed the locations, but revealed the pilot program is planned for 10 cities across the U.S.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Coming to a city near you.
You remember the Ted Nugent live album, Intensity in 10 Cities?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great Oof. Fucking title for an album.
Yeah, it
Intensity
is.
Intensity in 10 Cities. You get it?
Yeah. I love right. the Nuge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he went a little wild lately, but who didn't love
you
him?
You know, sometimes.
A time. Do we have a little bit of the latest podcast craze?
Oh,
the
yes,
nation?
We do.
Let's just for fun play you guys a little bit of the, this is the podcast we were kind of listening to TJ Holmes and Amy
Roback.
We all know them. We've talked about them so much in this podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why. I mean, honestly, when you break it all down outside of the fact that
I guess that was a story of the year too. It just went on and on.
I know.
And,
and I think they fueled it.
Yes.
You know, they seem to love it. Now they of course went to podcasting because I don't think anyone was going to hire them to do. I don't even think they were like lead anchors anyway. They were here's what
third
they
do, chair.
And what I didn't even realize what they do over at ABC. It's not even like NBC over to Today's Show where they 1 hour bleeds right into the next hour. Here's what these two were doing. And this is how nobody cared about them that much, because what they do over at ABC is they do the big people, the Strahans and the George Stephanopoulos in the morning, mm-hmm. giving you the real news, hard news. Like the what we're giving you,
mm-hmm.
you know. What about this lemonade that's killing the people?
Yep,
they're giving you that news.
Cruise news,
yes, yeah. Cruise
breaking just in.
this Carnival Cruise Lines is losing propulsion.
Yes,
and it's not going to make it to somewhere in New Zealand or some dumb. We give you that hard news, mm-hmm. and that's what they did. Then they stop. They bring on Kelly and her husband,
mm-hmm.
Mark Quinsuelos.
Yes.
And they bring them on, and they take up an hour of just dumb shit.
And they do food news. They hit the rest of our program.
And then they go back to Good Morning America fourth hour, and it's these two.
Yeah.
So nobody's watching.
No.
Anyway, the most exciting thing that ever happened to them was that they were, whatever, hooked up.
Scandal.
And scandal. And they kept it all going. Now they've released a podcast. No holds barred.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it. We will talk about anything. Nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says when they start a podcast. Nothing's off limits. So go ahead and let's hear a little bit of, I would imagine after the first, I think there's been two episodes released.
Two episodes.
I would imagine after the.
We currently have 107 minutes of them talking.
Maybe the first, by the fourth episode, they are out of things to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all tune in to hear if they talk about the relationship maybe.
Yeah.
But then when we're all tired of talking about it, are they going to give you...
are they going to go back to fourth hour stories?
Are they going to tell you about the shopping carts over at Costco? Probably not.
Nope.
I mean, that's what we cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping carts over Costco, what's it called?
McCosmics?
McCosmics?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're giving
adult
you everything.
Collectibles?
Collectibles, adult Happy Meals. What else do we talk? I mean, you name it. The big thing on my face. All right, let's go.
A little bit of let's Amy hear. And TJ. The
we're
podcast
just picking
is
like a random portion,
random
of it.
Spot.
Yeah.
That said, you made a statement about where you were in your marriage. I made a statement about my divorce's proceeding.
Oh,
and those statements were never released.
Got a nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can prepare themselves to be. In this type of a situation.
Uh-huh.
And like you, I also felt awful that my family found out about us through a tabloid, mm-hmm. which was difficult for
yeah.
the exact same reasons that you mentioned. It's enough
Andrew
to go through
Hsu.
A divorce
talking about Andrew
for
Hsu.
A family to have to restructure and regroup.
Just
and
stop for a second
and
we can pick it right back up.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Amy, it's Chris over at Cover to Cover. We're doing pretty well over here. And maybe just a little advice. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are two episodes in. Little thing called Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know you're going to have to pay for it now, but when we started doing it a while ago, it was free,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to access amazing content. It's audio porn.
Yeah.
And it's just people talking about eating pasta. Mm-hmm. That's what they got. And it's a lot of English. They seem to be English.
A lot of English.
Yeah, a lot of English. And they're, you know, whatever. You can, and maybe they do a scenario about like you two.
Mm-hmm.
I went into work one day and there she was about to do fourth hour.
It's just me, just a little lighting technician.
And I went right up behind and I said, I'll give you the fourth hour, right? That's my penis.
Ooh.
It's the fourth hour. And I gave it to her. Oh, I think I'm doing Australian, but you get the idea.
I get the idea.
I gave it to her real good, real good. Anyway, so I would recommend Quinn to them. Yeah. That's a pretty good jumping off
point. Try that out.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hear a little more what they got to say.
Top of all of that, spring a new relationship on them. So we thought we were protecting our children and our families, and mm-hmm. we thought we had time, and we thought we had a right to privacy, and maybe that was foolish and silly.
It was foolish and silly.
Used to say that.
And then, of course, you could probably, if you want a right to, like, if you want privacy, you could get privacy. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. There's plenty of privacy, because I think they were both relieved of their duties. And then from that point, you could be private. I don't know where they live. Yeah. I don't know if they live in New York. Even in New York City, you don't have to be photographed, but they seem to want to be photographed mm-hmm. a little bit. So I don't know
In one part, he says that the way it had broke down, they called him and told him, we're going to break this story. Would you like to give a comment? But it was literally like on a break from him being on the air. He had to get back on the air.
Oh, to talk about what?
Deals and steals.
Oh, it's right. He did say he was steals and deals. But wait a minute. I thought that was the Today Show. They do the same thing. They just ripped it off from the Today Show.
But
yeah.
So
this guy wasn't exactly doing hard news.
You get, yeah.
Talking about a deal on a toaster.
75% off General Electric toasters at Sears this month. And in his head is just, my life is crumbling.
Yeah.
But what he says, which I think is kind of telling, is he goes, I didn't have time to call you. I didn't have time to think about it, to compose a comment. I didn't even have time to, you know, think PR. I just had to go back to work.
There was people out there needed steals and deals.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying that Andrew Hsu, her ex-husband, mm-hmm. is dating his ex-wife. Well, so there you go. It all worked out in the mm-hmm. end for everybody. Let's hear a little bit more.
You want me to jump forward a bit? You want to try a different section?
Sure, whatever. Let's try a different section.
Let's see what they got. Section.
I didn't even realize how I was talking to you. But you were receiving messages that were from me in the past tense. And I didn't realize I was sending them.
What?
And I was sending them to you. I didn't know how I was sounding. I'm not sure where my head was at that time, but that was Thursday. I didn't realize you reminded me that this morning that it was the very next day. Well, then you had to do a welfare check, I guess is the best way to put it.
It was 3-4. That's a
welfare check.
Yeah, he did a welfare check.
I mean, they both have nice speaking voices, mm-hmm. but I guess they're in the business of speaking voices, so they kind of have to.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, it sounds. Or these are the first two, and where they're probably going to give you the most salacious details of mm-hmm. their relationship. And already I'm a little bored by it. So by episode 4, I don't know, I'm going to recommend you go through, what is the site we use for our food news? Chewbite or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, go over to Chewbite, mm-hmm. Tasting Table mm-hmm. is another one we like to get.
Yep.
You know, break down what's the best French fries. Over there, Tasting Table.
People love that.
They'll help you out.
Adult Happy Meals.
Happy Meal. Talk about that. there's some good stuff out there that you can make. Yeah. You can have some fun with.
Break down what's going on at IHOP.
If people die in a submersible, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
People die of drinking, you know, lemonade. Have joke about it. Have a good laugh. anyway, that sounds like a nightmare. But all right. We'll kind of wrap things up here. We figure we've given you enough on a Thursday. Happy holidays, everybody. We're in it. It's going to be a great holiday season, and we will help you through it. If you need us, we'll be there. We're giving you new, fresh content the entire week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to stop.
Nope. No slowing down.
Throw out a little, probably lose a lot of people here, but just a little, because I've been a fan for a long, long, long time. Maybe even longer than he has been on the show. I can't tell you how long I've been listening to Howard Stern, but probably for 40 some odd years, maybe more. And I love it, and I always have. And Howard had a guy, was a stylist, but also a major player on the show. His name was Ralph Sorella. If you know Howard Stern, you listen to Howard Stern, you knew Ralph. Ralph was great. Ralph would call in a lot. Ralph would, back when they were in the studio, Ralph would be in the studio. He had, you know, great opinions on things, funny guy. Howard seemed to love him. Anyway, Ralph died a couple of days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, 58 years old. He was going in for like a, kind of like a, I guess a pretty routine surgery. He had some thing, a cancer of some sort, I think. And he went in for like a routine surgery and he died. Heart just gave out and he died. And anyway, rest in peace, Ralph Sorella. Obviously, you know, he's one of the Stern family who I know some of the Stern guys a little bit from doing the wrap-up show and going to the Baba Booey parties and stuff. So yeah, I never met Ralph, but I could tell that everybody over there loved him, and I hope it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if the guy had family. It's hard for me to. I try to do a little bit of research on him to see if he. I don't think he was married or had kids or anything, but I don't even know if he had any like extended family or like moms or dads or whatever. You know, it's always weird when somebody like that has nobody. Like, well, who does? I mean,
who wraps it all
exactly?
Up?
Who wraps it all up? Like, I mean, I think he lived alone, and like, who goes to the apartment and just gets all his shit together or whatever? But anyway, I hope he had a good life, and I think he did. It ended sooner than anybody would have wanted, but I was a fan and will miss him. There you go. I think Keanu Reeves said it best when I think jokingly. Stephen Colbert asked him on his show years ago. There's clips all over the internet. It's a viral clip. I think Stephen Colbert was trying to be funny, asking Keanu Reeves, because Keanu Reeves, you know, the I guess the kind of character he plays is kind of like this Bill and Ted dumb guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Keanu Reeves, he said, "What happens when people die?"
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves like sat for a second and he just said, the people who love them will miss them. And it was like, whoa, that's like the best way anyone's ever explained it. And it was supposed to be a joke, but Keanu Reeves kind of was like, oh, everyone's like, wow, that was more poignant than anyone had ever expected from, you know, and I don't think Keanu Reeves is that person. I think he is kind of a smart you know, a deep thinking guy.
Strong and silent.
But anyway, it was, and I often think about it when people die. I'm like, you know, I mean, whatever were they, even the guys who are in the submersible as we, or the people who drink lemonade, you know, the people who love them are going to miss them. I mean, over here, we, you know, had a laugh or two about it, but you know, somebody's affected by the lemonade drinkers, the two of them who went down. So anyway, rest in peace, Ralph Sorella, and everybody who drank lemonade and was in the submersible, and on and on and on to all who passed, especially before that time. I might, with this big hole in my face now, I could be gone any day. And I hope you people laugh about it. I want you to listen, not right away, okay? At least have a couple of an hour.
Mm-hmm.
An hour is a little too long, but at least a half hour of, oh man, this is a tough one. But then you got to get back to a couple of lighter. And obviously, Alex will. He showed no compassion about my face, so I don't expect him to show any compassion when I'm gone. Anyway, what do we got to get out of here on?
Are you feeling Christmas music, or are you feeling Ted Nugent?
I'm feeling Ted Nugent.
All righty. I mean, does it get better?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, you know, because I went to see him in concert one time, at the House of Blues on Sunset, gone now, but, and then Nugent was there, and it was kind of, I mean, it wasn't packed, you know, so it was kind of good. I was like right up front, and he does, puts on a show. He puts on the big headdress, you know, the Indian headdress.
Oh,
shooting
really?
Shoots arrows into the crowd, like flaming arrows, and it's wild.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. matter what he's doing these days. He's a little, he went a little crazy politically and lives out in the middle of nowhere. Stranglehold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were into Nugent when we were young. Double Live Gonzo, Cat Scratch Fever, of course. Yeah.
Oof.
Wham Bam. What is his one song? Wham Bam. Thank you. He's got a lot of sexual innuendos in his music. All right. Gotta go.
Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
That's it. That's Wang Dang one. Sweet Poontang. That's the one I was thinking of. Yes. Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. Which is what got TJ Holmes in trouble, you know? That's what he should call the podcast. I know you'll get some more listeners over there.
Yeah.
I got, why'd you get fired? Why'd I get fired? How about Wang Dang Sweet Poontang? Hey. That's why. You know? What next? I was doing steals and deals. Next thing you know, I was up in it.
Wanging and danging.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Happy holidays. Here we are. We're in the midst of the holidays. Do your best to be nice to your fellow man, and let's have some fun. Tell everybody about Cover to Cover. That should be your holiday gift to everybody. Say, I'm going to give you this, whatever it is, whatever dumb thing that nobody needs that you give people, and then say, you should also listen to a podcast called Cover to Cover. What's it about? Hard to say. Some days shopping carts.
Yeah.
Some days, they talk about shakes, Grimace shakes. They talk about, sometimes show business related.
Yeah. The biggest stories.
Bye-bye.